You're tuned to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg Radio, made possible by generous listener support.
Support for CKUW is provided by Organic Planet, Winnipeg's only worker-owned organic grocery and vegan deli, located at 877 Westminster Avenue, serving Wolseley and Winnipeg for over 30 years.
What do you read, my lord?
Words. Words.
Good morning. I'm Susan Hubert, and this is Bookworm on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, the show where I talk mainly about books that I have reviewed, I interview authors, and sometimes just talk about the books. But either way, this is a chance for you to find out more about what's available in the book world. Good morning and welcome to Bookworm. As the intro mentioned, I'm Susan Hubert, and I hope you'll enjoy the show today. I have a book to talk about that I haven't actually finished the review for, but it was quite fascinating, and I finished reading it in about 2 days. It's about the Ukraine war, and if I have time, I'll talk about another one. But I'll first start with a little bit of news and weather and events. So in national news, according to Global News, people gathered in cities across Canada on Sunday to mark the third anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which was an escalation of the war that started in, or a conflict that began in 2014. So the official, so the war began, or the official war began, on February 24th, 2022, and is the largest and deadliest conflict in Europe since the Second World War. It's caused hundreds of thousands of military casualties and tens of thousands of Ukrainian civilian casualties. And the So Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has confirmed during a news conference in Kiev on Sunday that he would meet with Trudeau in person. The Prime Minister's office has not responded to questions about the visit, but the summit will come as the United States has been meeting with Russian officials in an attempt to broker a peace deal, but without Ukrainians participating in the event. So rallies on Sunday were held in city halls, museums, and community centers across the country for a day of action as the war enters its fourth year. Then in that sort of international news, but in other international news, according to Al Jazeera, Israel has increased its raids on West Bank, prompting the leaders of Hamas to accuse Israeli leaders of deliberately sabotaging Gaza's ceasefire agreement. Israeli tanks have been deployed to the West Bank for the first time in over 20 years, while over 40,000 Palestinians have been displaced from refugee camps in the north. Meanwhile, Gaza's health ministry has confirmed that 48,319 Palestinians died in the war on Gaza. So that's the news for today. And then in weather, according to the weather from the Winnipeg Richardson International Airport, it's currently minus 3 degrees and mainly sunny. So the forecast for today, Tuesday, February 25th, is 4 degrees and mainly sunny, then tonight minus 4 and partly cloudy. Then for Wednesday, February 26th, 3 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud, then overnight minus 5 degrees and cloudy. For Thursday, February 27th, minus 2 degrees and cloudy, and overnight minus 3 degrees with snow or rain. Then Friday, February 28th, minus 5 degrees and a 60% chance of flurries, and overnight minus 19 degrees and clear. Then for Saturday, March 1st, minus 9 degrees and sunny, and overnight minus 14 degrees with cloudy periods. So that's the weather for the next few days. And then in events, at McNally Robinson on March 6th, Thursday, March 6th, at 7 p.m. in the atrium, the Grand Park location, Melody Dumas and Diane Powderhorn will have a book launch, and which is also streaming on YouTube. So this is the launch of the Manitoba First Nations Education Resource Center's series of new books. Excuse me. So it's a series of new books on the First Nations experience of residential schools. Each book is aimed at a different age group, so children, youth, and teens can explore this challenging topic. So the launch of Our Residential School Story, they have papers and walk in our Maxikina. And the event will feature the two authors and will be hosted by Doris Derekapamusa and or Iron Star. So it's live at the atrium at McNally Robinson, and it's also available as a YouTube stream. So that's one event. Then another event at the Dave Barber Cinema Tech, starting on February 26th, that's tomorrow, there will be the Trash Cult Tuesdays. So there's Vermiglio, which is a film about the Alps, filmed with painterly grace, it says, under natural light, from frigid winters to redemptive spring. And it provides a physical and emotional backdrop for this area. Then also on February 26th, Paying for It is a live-action adaptation of acclaimed alternative cartoonist Chester Brown's best-selling graphic novel. And there are other events coming up at Cinematheque now that they're back with after the plumbing issue was taken care of. So be sure to check the website and also check McNally Robinson's website for this coming book launch. So I'll talk about the book about Ukraine in a few minutes, but I'll maybe start with a cello concerto from an album called Haydn Cello Concertos. And this is Cello Concerto in D Major. And this is Allegro Moderato. So I hope you'll enjoy this.
Thank you.
So I hope you enjoyed that. That was part of Allegro Moderato from Haydn's Cello Concerto in D Major. And that's from the album Haydn Cello Concertos, put out by Naxos. And with Maria Kliegel on the cello, and that's the Cologne Chamber Orchestra. So as I mentioned, I'll be talking about a book that I haven't yet reviewed, but I read it over the weekend, or last week, and I found it very interesting, although it's very disturbing in many ways as well. And actually, maybe I'll first have a few promos and a public service announcement, and then we'll get to the book. So here they are.
Hi, this is Derek.
This is Aleem
from Eat Your Arts and Vegetables at CKUW 95.9 FM, the Art Talk radio show.
Tune in every Thursday at 5:30 to get your weekly arts update.
Check out our blog at eatyourartsandvegetables.blogspot.com.
The West End Research Center Stepping Stones to Work program is a free training program for job seekers on EIA with a criminal record. The Stepping Stones to Work program offers first aid, CPR training, safe food handling, workplace hazardous materials information system training, as well as employment readiness workshops. Training is offered year-round. For more information and to find out if you are eligible, please phone 204-202-6932, extension 106. That's 204-202-6932, extension 106. The West End Resource Center is located at 832 Ellis Avenue at Arlington.
This is Prince Ogona from Fantastic Friday on CKW at 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Every Friday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. At 6:30 a.m., listen for African news and views with Prince Ogona. You would enjoy it.
So welcome back. As I mentioned before these announcements, I'll be talking about a book called Looking at Women, Looking at War. But also before I get to that, I'd just like to thank everyone who donated to Fund Drive, which happened in the past 2 weeks. And every donation is very much appreciated. And it helps keep the radio station going and keeps us talking about important issues like what happens in this book. So this is Looking at Women, Looking at War by Victoria Amelina. And it's published by St. Martin's Press. And I think it hasn't been released yet, since I usually get the books before they're released. But this is a book by actually someone who was killed in a missile strike in Ukraine. So she isn't around to read a sequel, and the book is unfinished. But I managed to finish the book, what was written in it, in about 3 days. So it's very fascinating and very moving as well. The author, Victoria Amelina, was a children's author, actually. She'd written several children's books when the invasion happened, and she decided to get into war crimes reporting. So she did some studying to find out how to do that, or got some help from some colleagues to figure out how to do that. And then she realized that she could, or she found out that she could go to various places and document the war crimes that were happening. Many of the things are very, very touching and very moving in terms of her personal life, especially knowing that she isn't around anymore. One thing that she talks about is that she and her son had to evacuate their home and their apartment building and move elsewhere. And her son, who was fairly young at the time, was concerned about his Lego constructions that he had left behind, about whether any children who might come into the building would destroy what he had done, and then he'd come back to find that his hard work was all for nothing. But the author compares that, or mentions that that happened at the same time as places like Mariupol, Popasna, and Volnovakha were being razed to the ground. So there's kind of a correlation and almost a contrast between her son's Lego and actual cities that were being being destroyed. She talks about how every instant is full of meaning in terms of bringing blankets to refugees, and at one point she and some of her colleagues saved a beetle, as in a bug, which might seem like a very small thing, since there are so many bugs in the world, beetles and other insects, but for them it was important as a signal that they were still human and they still had compassion even on something that seemed so small and insignificant. Excuse me. Another thing they did was buying a drone for Ukrainian soldiers so that the drone could check out what was happening with the Russian army and report back or give information back to the Ukrainian soldiers. So in the last show, the guest and the host were talking about Guantanamo Bay and about what happens to the people who are involved in 9/11. And here the author talks also about what would happen after the war, if it ever ends, and talking about how the little people, the insignificant people, or the ones who don't have much to do with planning the war or with getting it started, would most likely be the ones who would be prosecuted, while Vladimir Putin and others who were very much involved in starting the war and keeping it going would likely get off. She called that a travesty of justice. And at several points, she talks about what she'll do after the war. Like, there's a certain cafe that she goes to where she really liked the food. And so she thinks, I'll go there after the war. And, of course, she didn't know at the time that she would be killed. But readers who read the preface and research the writer will realize that she'll never have a chance to go to that cafe again. And one of the perplexing things about the book is that, well, it was unfinished, as I mentioned, and she had finished some chapters, but had left notes on what she was going to include in the other chapters. Notes about certain human rights abuses or about the situation in various cities. So the editors decided to include those notes, kind of as they were, often just two or three words in a phrase, and so they're quite hard to understand, but they at least give an idea of what she was thinking of writing. I'm not sure it really worked very well to put it right in the text. It might have been better in an appendix, but it's good to have them there somewhere at least. There are extensive notes because of the unfinished nature of the manuscript, and often the editors will introduce certain sections to let readers know what was going to be happening, and sometimes it's helpful. But one thing I noticed is that they seem to confuse persecuted with prosecuted. So if you read the book and they say something about war crimes being persecuted, then you might need to think, okay, they don't mean that, they mean prosecuted. But otherwise, it's a very good book, and as I mentioned, I finished it in 3 days, so it's not something to read late in the evening or if you've experienced all kinds of human rights abuses yourself, it might be very hard to read. But I think it's important to get a human perspective on what's happening in the war, because we hear a lot about statistics about how many people have been killed or displaced, but we rarely get a chance to see anything about the actual people who are involved. So this is a good chance to do that. So here I've written the little biography of the author, and I'll maybe read that. Victoria Amelina was a human rights advocate and writer of novels, essays, and poems written in both Ukrainian and English. Many of her essays were published in the Irish Times, Dublin Review of Books, and Eurozine. Before becoming a war crimes investigator following the Russian invasion of Ukraine in 2022, she wrote several books for children and was working on a novel. She was killed in a Russian missile strike on July 1st, 2023. So as I mentioned earlier, also many people became involved in the protests on Monday or on Sunday about the third year of the Russian-Ukraine war. And even if you're not able or willing to participate in protests, you might want to sign petitions or just inform people about what's going on. And so one way to do that is to get a first-person perspective is this book, Looking at Women, Looking at War, by Victoria Amelina, St. Martin's Press, and it's 304 pages, and it should be available quite soon in bookstores. Then maybe I'll just mention also another book that I was thinking of talking about, which I believe I've discussed before. It's called Where the World Was, a memoir by Rosemary Sullivan, and that's by Goose Lane Books, and it's 246 pages. And this talks about the pandemic and isolation and lockdowns, which gave people a chance to examine their lives and to reflect on what's important to them. So that's also important with discussing things like the Russian-Ukrainian war and what our response to it is. So the author, Rosemary Sullivan, talks about some of her more memorable experiences in travel and research, which she discusses in her book, Here, Where the World Was. So those are two of the books that, well, I'm going to review the Victoria Amelina book, and I've reviewed the Rosemary Sullivan book. So there are lots of interesting books that are available for people to read. So if you would like to, well, the Rosemary Sullivan book is not as heart-wrenching, but Looking at Women, Looking at War by Victoria Amelina is an important book, I think, for the personal perspective on a war that seems to be unending or is ongoing still. So if you'd like to read either of those books, be sure to check the local bookstores, or you might be able to order it online as well. So we're coming close to the end of the show for today, and coming up next is Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. But maybe we'll listen to one or two more PSAs and promos, and then we'll get to Democracy Now! And thank you very much for listening. Have a great week.
The Wrench is the Winnipeg Repair, Education, and Cycling Hub. Since 2010, The Wrench has used discarded bike parts collected from Winnipeg's 4R sites to educate our community in bike mechanics and keep us all on our bikes through access to bikes and bike repair. We work with dozens of schools throughout Winnipeg to offer Earn a Bike, an 8-week program for teens to learn to rebuild a bike from scratch and take it home with them at the end of program completion. Are you a teacher who wants to bring Earn a Bike to your school? Get in touch. Check out thewrench.ca and look for Earn a Bike. We can't wait to work with you.
The right to free, prior, and informed consent is a right that we have as Indigenous peoples as we fight to defend our lands. We must demand that our rights be respected.
Grandpa, listen to what they're saying on the radio. Do you really think it's worthwhile for our people to fight for the right to consent?
Of course, my child. This right protects our own values. It will bring much benefit to our people and the whole world. Let me explain. Using this right, we can protect our environment and ensure clean water and clean air, that our people may continue to live in healthy environments. We can ensure that we guide development projects and that any changes made to our lands is to benefit rather than to harm our people.
Now I understand, Grandpa, this is important. Thanks to your generation, I have a healthy place to live. I will fulfill my responsibility to take care of the environment so I can leave the same beautiful lands to my children and grandchildren too.
For more information, visit culturalsurvival.org/consent.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. We broadcast every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m., here live on CKUW 95.9 FM and online at ckuw.ca.
If you're thirsty for analysis debunking the official humanitarian war narratives, and if you crave meaningful conversations on the ecological crises threatening the futures of our communities and our world, then you need to make the Global Research News Hour your weekly radio destination. For a look at the big picture, join me, Michael Welch, every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. on your downtown community broadcaster, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
What do you read, my lord?
Words. Words.
Words.
This is the end of Bookworm on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg for today, and I hope that you have been inspired to pick up a new book to read. Be sure to tune in next week for more discussions about books, and thanks for listening.